1250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special...
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Border communities tell the federal government this weekend many of them are struggling to accommodate the reported 10,000 crossings a day over the U.S. border from Mexico last week. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze in Washington.
Mayors and border communities in Texas, Arizona, and California tell us their resources are under strain, struggling to accommodate the influx of migrants in recent weeks. Another issue, relocation, as asylum seekers try to find refuge in other parts of the country.
The mayors of cities, including New York, Chicago, and here in D.C., say that they need additional federal aid to deal with the influx of migrants.
At least one person killed and 11 others injured when a tornado swept through Texas's Rio Grande Valley Saturday, gutting businesses and destroying homes. Today, a moment of silence and church bells will be heard in Buffalo, New York. It's 1 year to the day since a gunman opened fire in a Buffalo supermarket in a racially motivated attack, killing 10 people. This is ABC News. North Carolina's governor flexing his veto power this weekend. ABC's Mark Remillard reports.
Democratic Governor Roy Cooper vetoing a Republican-backed bill that would have barred nearly all abortions past 12 weeks. Cooper affixing his veto in front of a crowd of supporters.
There's no one I'd rather have on my side than every single one of you.
This woman was among those at the rally in Raleigh.
We do not appreciate what the Republicans have done and trying to take away our rights.
Cooper's veto sets up a major test for the Republican-controlled Assembly, which recently gained veto-proof majorities, and whether it will override his decision. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Pilots at United Airlines have been flying without a raise for more than 4 years. That's since before the pandemic. Now they're marching with glaring signs at airports stating, quote, "We deliver during difficult times." This after the pilots' unions for both Southwest and American Airlines voted to authorize a strike. Dave Packer, ABC News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. President Biden wants to raise taxes on Americans earning more than $400,000 a year. The rate would go from the current 3.8% to 5%. The new revenue would be used to shore up Medicare. Some of the biggest supporters of the bill are those who would get taxed the most. More from Eric Gladys.
Morris Pearl with the group Patriotic Millionaire says there's more than enough money to fund Medicare. He argues the wealthiest Americans, especially those living off of their investments, can and should be paying more.
We can ask the financially challenged people who need Medicare to sacrifice more by having less medical care, or we can ask the ultra-rich to sacrifice more by being a little bit less ultra-rich.
Biden's proposal would keep Medicare solvent for at least the next 25 years, according to estimates by the Medicare Office of the Chief Actuary. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has promised it will not advance in Congress. Critics say raising taxes would hurt the economy. They argue that people would spend less if their earnings drop. Pearl agrees that the economy depends on consumer spending and says working Americans who spend most of what they bring home should be allowed to keep more of their money.
The very rich people are not going to spend more money. They'll just become a little bit richer.
More than 65 million people across the U.S. depend on Medicare coverage, but the fund's trustees warn that cuts to benefits will be necessary by 2028 without increased revenues. Pearl notes that the nation's economy was strong under the Republican Eisenhower administration, when the wealthiest Americans paid tax rates up to 90% on their second, third, and fourth millions.
And there's no reason why people who make a lot of money now should be paying not the same tax rate of people who work for a living, but actually lower tax rates. We need to change the system.
This is Eric Gladys reporting.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here in the NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodore Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And I'm joined by Anastasia. Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning. And, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day weekend to all the Waukesha moms out there and to all the other moms who may be listening or are with us in spirit. For me and my family, it'll be a very different kind of Mother's Day tomorrow. It's our first without my mother-in-law, Kathy Haskins Zannon, who passed away last June, and without my mother, Mary Alice McNamara Brown, who was reunited with my father and brother last January. Their spirits live on through our children and especially through my wife, Melissa, who, like them, has really been the embodiment of motherhood for our family and for Blackshirt Nation, too, and for the school where she works. In this time of healing for my family, we've learned that we can continue to feel the presence of our mothers and grandmothers, and that motherhood can take so many forms in our lives. Mother Earth, Waukesha Strong, our city's alma mater, Carroll University, and so many motherly role models in our community. Our guest this morning for the last 25 years has been like a mother to so many children and families in need. And I am honored to welcome Karen Treadwell, Executive Director of the Food Pantry serving Waukesha County, who will be retiring this July 1st. So, Karen, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me today, Don.
And I understand this was really a Herculean effort for you to get here, given some of your recent travels. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, it's sort of interesting that it's happening Mother's Day weekend, because tomorrow we're traveling to Portugal to visit one of our foreign exchange student sons. And earlier this week, I found that my passport was expired, and for those of you listening, I recommend that you check that out far before any travel plans. So I had to go to New York City to get an expedited passport so that we could join our foreign exchange son in his upcoming wedding in Portugal. So I got home at 1:30 in the morning.
And when did you fly there?
At 6 6:30 yesterday morning.
Wow. So it wasn't like, you know, you had time for an extra day in New York, see the shows, have a great meal, and or see all the museums and everything. You had to go to get your passport and then come home.
I did, but I still had a great day. I had excellent Uber drivers and talked to a lot of really neat people who were also there for the same reason. So it was still a really fun day.
That's neat. Oh, good. Yeah. So you made an adventure out of it.
Right.
That's terrific. You know, for many of us, it's hard to believe that a county as wealthy as Waukesha has a hunger problem. Could you shed some light on what some of the specific causes of hunger are here locally?
Sure. And I think if any of us really think at length at all about hunger and why it might exist in any community, it doesn't take long before we really think about the root causes. As in any community, we have people who work hard to make the community run. You've got people working in healthcare, in the hospitality industry, and they're all really valuable industries, but they're not always industries that pay a self-sustaining wage. And in many cases, the individuals who work hard in jobs like that are in need of some assistance to make sure that they can make sure that their families are living healthy lives and contributing. And so each month, each day, we provide free food to people in need living and working and studying in Waukesha County.
You know, I'm really glad you brought that up. That isn't just a homeless or a poor family. It's a real food insecurity for working people with good that just aren't getting paid well enough.
That's correct.
Yeah, because full disclosure, in the past year, I have the honor of joining the board of directors for the food pantry. And when I first visited Karen, this was like back in the winter. And as I was walking out, I saw the line of people waiting. And these were seemingly, you know, white middle-income families or working-class families wearing good clothes, but they needed food.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, like all of us, people who live in any community in the United States have obligations for housing, transportation costs, healthcare costs, childcare costs. And about the only thing that we can help with to ensure that those monetary obligations are met would be free food and free clothing. And Waukesha County does a pretty good job of that.
Sure. So I'm going to switch gears for a second here because Johnny's calling from the farmer's market. Johnny, are you there? Johnny Watermelon.
Hey, good morning, Don. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. So, Johnny, say hi to Karen Treadwell, Executive Director of the Waukesha County Food Pantry.
Hi, Karen. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How's it down there at the farmer's market?
It's really great down here. You can't imagine the amount of flowers and rhubarb and asparagus and all kinds of things. And, I mean, it's just a beautiful setup here. So it's nice and cool out. People are walking around. It's just fabulous. And
it's quite the paradox.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, it's quite the paradox because, you know, Karen, we're talking about families, working families in need of food. And, you know, you're there at the farmer's market where we're starting to see the bounty of the season, early in the season. And but there's also some pretty affordable produce families can get when they go there, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a little bit early right now, but there's plenty of stuff. Like I said, the rhubarb, asparagus. I see a bunch of spinach and a variety of other things. Later on in the year, we're going to have a whole bunch of different things. So when the harvest starts coming in the later part of the year, it's just a fabulous market, man.
True.
And hey, I just quickly, do I have another minute left, Don?
Johnny,
hey, I wanted to introduce
you. Johnny? Go ahead.
Okay.
Say it.
Johnny Watermelon. Yeah, and they sell watermelons down here, too. Thinking of bringing some of my kids down here if they get really. I have Jen from the Waukesha Farmers Market Information Station. She wants to just say hi and tell you a little bit about the farmers market, okay?
Hey, Jen, how are you? Hello?
Hi, Don.
Hi, Jen.
It's Jen here at the farmers market. How you doing?
I'm great, Jen. How are you? Jen, say hi to Karen Treadwell
fantastic.
From the Waukesha County Food Pantry.
Well, hello.
Hi, so, how are you?
Hey, Jen, can I
I'm
ask,
great. How are you doing today?
Yeah, can I ask, can the farmer's market or the Walk Radio stand there, can we have a collection box or something for the Waukesha County Food Pantry? Maybe some of the exhibitors would, I don't know if that exists currently.
I don't see why not.
Is there, do we have a program ready, Karen, with the farmer's market?
Off the top of my head, I'm not positive, but I don't see why we couldn't put one over here.
Sure. Well, Karen might know.
We do get some gleaned food, but not on a regular basis, but we'd love that.
Sure. So we'll do our best. And, you know, like I said, if not any of the farmers, because they're under new management now at the farmer's market, but if you're not able to do that, maybe we could do something at the Walk Radio booth. We've got the space. So something to think about. So
absolutely.
But, yeah. So, hey, Jenny, thanks so much for getting on. Can you throw Johnny back on?
Absolutely. You Sounds all great. Come and check
we'll,
it out.
We'll be there, and thanks for all you do.
Hey, Don, it's Johnny Watermelon for you.
Johnny, thanks for coming back. Yeah, we were just telling Jenny that, we'd love to help out with the food pantry there at the farmer's market if Walk Radio can help out in any way. And Johnny, real quick, with Mother's Day tomorrow, are there some great gift ideas for people at the farmer's market?
Oh, my God, you just hit the nail on the head here. I was walking around talking to some flower folks. There are just an abundance of tulips, geraniums, and just a bunch of stuff, man, that I don't even know the right names. But there's a ton of flowers here. And at 8:35, we're going to check in with one of our flower booth vendors, and they're going to tell you a little bit more about their beautiful
Sounds
hanging
great.
Baskets.
All right. Well, Johnny, I'll let you get back to it. You know, it's raining outside here of the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, but where the farmers, where you are, Johnny, it seems bright and sunny. That's the kind of effect you have.
It's nice here, dude.
Sounds good. All right. Hey, we'll okay. touch base with you later. Thanks, Johnny.
Yep. So, you bet. Talk to you later. Yep. Bye-bye.
So we're back with Karen Treadwell. And Karen, so you've been with the food pantry for 25 years.
Right.
And then you were an executive director before that with two different organizations for 15 years or more.
Well, I was with the organization now known as ERAS.
Okay.
It was Interfaith. I was with them prior to the food pantry. And then before that, I was with a child care center.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yes. And so what gravitated you towards the food pantry? Was it the opportunity or just this need to serve and this obviously?
It was. I grew up in a family that basically served, and I didn't realize that we were. It was just something that we did, and I thought everyone did. And the child care center that I ran was actually in a nursing home, and it was set up to provide care for the employees' children, and it was. It was wonderful because we had an intergenerational program for the grandmas and grandpas who lived there. And then I had an opportunity to do volunteer work in Haiti. And it was absolutely a life-changing experience. And I thought if volunteers can make such an incredible difference in a country like Haiti, what are volunteer organizations doing in the United States? And so when I came back, I was really pretty deliberate about looking for a position in a nonprofit, which led me to Interfaith. And
nice.
The rest, as they say, is history. So, yeah.
Sounds great. So we have a minute before the break, but when we come back, we want to ask Karen about in the 25 years she's been involved, how the state of hunger has changed, either for the better or for worse, here in the state and here locally, or I should say here in Waukesha. And then don't put on your calendars next week, Mary Berg from Parks and Rec joins us to talk about summer programming, along with Aaron Lehner to talk about trees. So, but so much more to talk about with the farmer's market, with Mother's Day, and with the incredible legacy of Karen Treadwell of the food pantry serving Waukesha County when This Week in Waukesha continues. Don't go away. I had my family to fall back on. Get it up. Share it out. Yeah. Help who you can. I know that you can. Talk about I know!
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Here's what's going on around the area. The new Master Gardener 23rd Annual Plant Sale is at the STEM Center, UWGB campus, May 11th through the 13th. You'll find a great variety of flowers, vegetables, perennials, and native plants. If you love pets, gotta check it out. All about pets and animals at the Green Bay Pet Expo at the Resch Center. That takes place this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 12th, 13th, and 14th. Great night of indoor football awaits you on Saturday the 13th. Green Bay Blizzard indoor football, the kickoff at 3:05 p.m. And finally, the AVB Concert Band presents its final concert of the season Monday, April 15th at the Ashwaubenon Performance Center. Showtime, 7 o'clock. If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, we'd love to help you out. Email it to info@civicmedia.us. We are the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 61. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows dip down to about 39. High temperatures reach up to 72. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine outside. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tuesday, with daytime highs approaching 69. 62 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. And in honor of my mother, her first Mother's Day without her, this is Carol King, I Feel the Earth Move. One of my mom's favorite musicians, Carol King. She used to play this for her her CCD classes, our Catholic version of Sunday school. And loved Carol King's messages of not only hope, but just really addressing loneliness and the evil of loneliness. And so someone just really powerful. And, you know, I learned at my mother's funeral that she was the first woman in her family to graduate from college. Now, her family, the Ryans and the McNamaras, have lived in America since the 1840s. They came during what we Irish call an Gorta Mór, which was the Great Irish Famine that killed 1 million people in Ireland and sent a 1.5 million packing, those who could somehow afford to cross the water. And that's why you have, in Ireland today, there may be four more million Irish, but in America, you have 44 million Americans of Irish descent. And that's directly attributable to that migration. One of the big watersheds in American and European history. And so, you know, for those millions of Irish Americans, their ancestors did not come here for the American dream. They came here to get lunch, to keep from starving to death. And yet, there is still this disconnect between those who are affluent and those who need help with food insecurity. And that's why I'm so glad I have Karen Treadwell as our guest. How do you explain that? How do you reconcile? Or how do you connect with families of, I guess, affluence to support the mission?
You know, I'm really glad you prefaced that question with your family history, because it really hasn't been that long in our own history here in the United States that we actually had children starving of hunger here in the 60s, in the 1960s, yeah, during my own lifetime.
Right.
And unfortunately, there are many of us who have forgotten that. And we shouldn't forget that. And
there's that stigma.
Yeah.
Like in Ireland, it's really hard to find history of the famine.
Okay. Yeah.
Or folk history. They don't talk about it.
Right. And I'm sure I'm going to be saying this or misinterpreted. Right.
Sure.
But isn't it something like, if history teaches us anything, it's that history teaches us nothing. And we need to be careful of that, because I think that even though we've all come together in many parts of our recent history with the pandemic and previously with 9/11 and other very tragic things happening in our country, it's short-lived. We really need to recognize that in order for our country to continue to thrive and succeed, we really have to continue to come together to make sure that all of us have the right tools to do so. And food, of course, is the most basic of those tools that we need. So it's imperative that we continue to support people with healthy food. And once upon a time, and even in my own history with the food pantry, it was really thought to be enough just to provide food to fill bellies.
Yeah.
And there's been a dramatic and welcome shift to make sure that that food is nutritious food.
Yeah.
And thankfully, I think there's been a dramatic shift in everybody's sensibilities to know that we all need to be eating healthy food in order to avoid chronic illness and to be able to,
absolutely.
Make sure that we're healthy. And so that goes to the food that we serve at the pantry as well.
I'm glad you mentioned history, too. Again, my mother was a Latin teacher, and it's like one of our favorite quotes was from Cicero, which was, "Not to know what happened before you were born is to be forever a child." And one thing I remember from my childhood was my parents lived through the Depression. My mom, who was born in 1931, my dad was born the same year. My mom has memories of people coming to the door and her father giving them some change or some food. And these were everyday working people that, that wasn't that long ago in this nation's history that everyday people were starving after the stock market crash and the depression that took place. And yet, almost 100 years later, we're still facing these issues of hunger. How has the state of hunger changed in the 25 years you've been involved, in your opinion?
Well, you know, again, a great question. So there may not be those overt visions of that kind of hunger that we're used to hearing about in the Depression, but it's still there. And that kind of gnawing hunger where you can never get enough, we may not be seeing that now, but we don't ever want to see it again.
Right.
And I think the reason we aren't seeing it is because one of the greatest bipartisan efforts ever was to provide the food, what we now know as the food share program, formerly known as the food stamp program, to make sure that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
And we're in grave danger of backsliding on that program to make sure that we wouldn't have that kind of starvation that had been seen previously, so that there is a consistent effort to provide food stamps so people can buy their own food. That's one thing that's happened to avoid starvation. The community efforts like food pantries, meal sites, things like that have been consistent, formalized efforts, still grassroots, but more formalized, to make sure that there's a community consistent effort to provide food. So again, no starvation.
Sure.
Those things are in place. There hadn't been school meals previously. Again, consistent efforts to avoid hunger. Unfortunately, some of those programs and efforts are not always seen with favor.
Sure. We're going to go to a break now, but when we come back, Karen's going to tell us more about the state of hunger and how we can support missions like the food pantry serving Waukesha County. Don't go away. Food pantry serving Waukesha County. Don't go away.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Border communities tell the federal government this weekend many of them are struggling to accommodate the reported 10,000 crossings a day over the U.S. border from Mexico last week. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze in Washington.
Mayors and border communities in Texas, Arizona, and California tell us their resources are under strain, struggling to accommodate the influx of migrants in recent weeks. Another issue, relocation, as asylum seekers try to find refuge in other parts of the country.
The mayors of cities, including New York, Chicago, and here in D.C., say that they need additional federal aid to deal with the influx of migrants.
At least one person killed and 11 others injured when a tornado swept through Texas's Rio Grande Valley Saturday, gutting businesses and destroying homes. Today, a moment of silence and church bells will be heard in Buffalo, New York. It's 1 year to the day since a gunman opened fire in a Buffalo supermarket in a racially motivated attack, killing 10 people. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Republican efforts to remove obscene books from Wisconsin schools are moving forward. Two bills began circulating this week. One leaves schools and staff open to prosecution. The other bill bans districts from using library money to buy inappropriate materials. An historic overhaul of Wisconsin's shared revenue system is one step closer to passing the legislature. The Assembly's local government committee passed the bill yesterday. Democrats tried and failed to remove parts of the bill unrelated to state aid.
I'm a person who believes in local control, and I support local governments, and I want to give them the tools to do what they do best.
That's Representative Clinton Anderson. The bill goes to the full assembly next week, but Governor Evers says he'll veto it without big changes. In sports, the Brewers host Kansas City tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows.
Hey, welcome back. This week in Waukesha, and had to play some Beach Boys there in honor of our my mother-in-law, Kathy Haskins Annan, who passed away last June. And is remembered fondly and sorely missed, but is all around us in spirit. And every time we see a hummingbird, we think of her because that was her favorite bird. And she loved the Beach Boys. So keeping her and my mother and all the mothers in our thoughts this Mother's Day weekend. We're here with Karen Treadwell, Executive Director of the Food Pantry serving Waukesha County, who will be retiring after 25 years of faithful service this July. And Karen, I wanted to read to you when I posted the that you were going to be on the show. It looks like a friend of yours from Pewaukee had a really nice tribute. And he says his name's Thomas Good. And he said, "There's nothing more honorable than a career helping those that may be less fortunate. Karen Ackley Treadwell, you are nothing short of amazing. All of us from Pewaukee are so proud of you. Much love and major props for sharing your generous heart and spirit." Big heart emoji. How does that make you feel, Karen?
A little teary, quite frankly.
Me too. Yeah. I'm getting choked up.
Yeah. So, of course, I don't do what I do for any of those accolades.
Right.
I really love what we do at the pantry, and I feel very, very fortunate to have been there for that long. And sorry.
No. Yeah. You know, and I'll help you out here is the many programs that the pantry has, and obviously like the recovery program. There's things that help people with immediate need, like real, you know, desperate needs. But there's also a program for special celebrations that children and families should still have a bountiful Christmas, should still have a nice birthday celebration. And it's so neat that you have I think that's just a wonderful, you know, way to help families in the community.
Right. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah. In every culture, food is such a centerpiece, and we really wanted to make sure that we were able to help families continue those traditions. And thankfully, the caring community around us has helped us to make sure that we can have that happen. So each year at Thanksgiving and Christmas, we are able to provide turkeys and the fixings for more than 2,000 families for those holidays. And then in between, we provide basically a party in a bag for our families with children, so they can take home this bag with cake mix, frosting, paper plates, napkins, candles, and usually a small gift like a book or something like that for their kids, so that they can at least have the basics for a birthday party. And we just think that's so important. And of course, when we hand those items out, we often hear some stories from the families about their own family traditions and things that they've celebrated with their families. And
that's neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know of some families that have that's their Thanksgiving is going out before their big feast. They'll go out in the morning and they'll serve Thanksgiving dinner, you know, at a food, you know, at a shelter or something.
Yeah. Like a meal site or something like that. Yeah. And those are great programs as well. And we're so grateful that those are in existence, and our alternative then is that our families can take their groceries home and cook their meals at home.
Yeah. That's wonderful. And so, hey, we're going to go back to Johnny at the farmer's market, who's been waiting patiently on the phone. Johnny, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Don. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. It's good to hear your...
I just love the farmer's market, dude. It's just there's a lot of people walking around with baskets of flowers and a variety of other things, all the tomato plants, whatever. I met the most industrious, fun person over here. Her name is Nevaeh from Blooming Acres, and she's going to make a little introduction and say hi to you.
Got a second? Put her on, Johnny, please. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, here you go. Here she is.
Hi, Nevaeh. How are you?
Hi, Don. I'm good. How about you?
Sounds great. Nevaeh, say hi to Karen Treadwell from the Waukesha County Food Pantry.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
So, tell us what you're doing over there, Nevaeh, with your flowers. That's so industrious.
Yeah. We are at the Waukesha Farmers Market selling beautiful hanging baskets, 12-inch and decorative baskets.
Very nice. Sounds great. And is there a line like at your booth because of Mother's Day and all the stooges that, you know, just taking care of mom at the last minute?
Yeah. Starting to get busier.
Sounds good. You could actually jack the prices up knowing, you know, there'll be a lot of desperate sons there and husbands. So have you thought about that? Raising, yeah. You know, like have a little extra, you know, a little extra income there?
Yeah.
Sounds good. So, well, Nevaeh, it sounds like you have your hands full, and I can't wait to see your stand when I get over there either later today or next and throughout the summer. I'm sure you're going to have some really great offerings.
Yeah.
So, terrific. Well, hey, thanks for joining us, Nevaeh. If you could throw Johnny back on, we'd be most grateful.
Yep.
Thanks
okay.
again. Good
Bye.
Luck out there.
Thank you.
You bet. So, Johnny.
Are we all done? Done.
Good. Did you buy your some flowers for your special lady who's a great mother?
Well, yeah, like my buddy Joey says, you know, my lady friend, I have not, but you know what? I'm going to before they get all picked over. There are a lot of people walking around with flowers down here, so
right. But don't wait
I'll eventually
too long.
Get that
you know,
done, man.
You'll be in trouble.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
I got to do it. So thank you so much for checking in with me today.
You bet.
And
yeah.
We'll visit with you again, okay?
Keep bringing the sunshine, Johnny. Thanks again, Johnny Watermelon.
All right, man.
All right. See you.
Yep. I'll talk to you later.
Yep.
Yeah, Mike.
Hey, we're back here with Karen Treadwell and yeah, and you like the farmer's market, right?
I do, and we're actually hoping to be able to offer food share later this summer so that people can actually use food share food stamps to buy fresh produce there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yep.
I love that. That is a fantastic idea.
Yeah, and the food pantry would be staffing that part of the farmer's market.
Sounds great. So
yes.
We're going to ask you in a moment about ways people, families, organizations can contribute to the food pantry. But we have to cut first to our Carroll University moments here. We want to congratulate Bridget Rath of Carroll University Softball, who's been named to the 2023 CCIW Softball All-Conference team. Rath was chosen as a second-team outfielder. The junior from Wheaton, Illinois, lands on the list after leading the Pioneers in hits. During 16 conference games, she hit .347 with a .781 OPS. In addition, she recorded a double and a triple and smacked two RBIs. Great defensive player. So, and also congrats to the Carroll University baseball team for advancing to the CCIW tournament in Rock Island. They lost to Augustana in the first round, but Augustana is amazing this year. And then congrats to the women's pile lacrosse team who, as you know from last week's show, they made it to the conference championship for the second time in 3 years. They lost another heartbreaker to a very dominant University of Chicago team. And junior star lacrosse player Clara Jelasic and her coach, Coach Hodges, are my guests the week of the 27th, which is Memorial Day weekend. So tune in for that. We're really excited to have Clara on, who may very well be the greatest lacrosse player, a Division III lacrosse player in this region ever. So, and also best of luck to the Pioneer football team who leaves for Germany this week for spring football. How would you like to go? Well, Kara's going to Portugal tomorrow, so she's excited. But how neat is that for a Division III college football team to do their spring football in Germany?
That's fantastic.
So just so many great opportunities there at our city's alma mater, Carroll University. And I look forward to sharing more about all the great things going on over there in Pio Nation. And not just sports, too. I know I have a great relationship with the athletic department, and we have a great partnership, Walk Radio. But so many other wonderful offerings at Carroll. Looking forward to sharing those as this partnership strengthens. So, but back to Karen Treadwell, who through her service at the Waukesha County Food Pantry, she was named a Woman of Distinction by the Women and Girls Fund of Waukesha County in 2016. And you were also further honored by the Waukesha Service Club in 2021 as a recipient of their Women Who Inspire Award. So, and I think those are well deserved. And so many other people that want to follow your lead, your example, how can they support the Waukesha County Food Pantry?
There's some great and relatively easy ways to support the pantry and really a lot of nonprofits in our area. For the pantry, quite frankly, it's as easy as buying extra food when you grocery shop. Most stores in our area have a barrel that you can simply drop extra food, non-perishable food, into when you leave the grocery store, especially the Pick and Save stores and Sendix stores in our area. Those barrels that are at those stores, the proceeds in them come to our food pantry.
Nice.
Yep. So that's very easy. If you are interested in making a monetary donation, you can go to our website and there is a button you can click that says donate and make a donation online. If people are interested in getting more personally involved, of course, we really are motivated by our volunteers. Right. Which keep us running 6 days a week.
How many volunteers do we have?
Well, last year we had 519 volunteers.
That's quite an army.
It is. And typically age 13 is our youngest volunteer.
Okay.
During food drives, we're able to utilize the talents of volunteers who are a bit younger. And I think our oldest volunteer right now is 90. And volunteers do things from sorting food to helping clients to driving to pick up food donations and a whole variety of things in between.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Switching gears for a second, James Santel just walked in, who hosts Morning Cannolis. That comes on at 9 o'clock. And Jim has inspired me through his, he always does a historic reflections, what happened in history this week. And so I want to share a moment in Waukesha history. On May 11th, 1934, we remember today Waukesha firefighters Frank O'Brien and Bernard McCaffrey, who lost their lives on May 11th, 1934, on their way to a fire when their engine had an accident with a train. Today, our firefighters spend time training on driver safety to help keep firefighters and their community safe. Thankfully, there have been no line-of-duty deaths in our fire department since 1934. The city is working to permanently memorialize our fallen police and firefighters with a new public safety memorial. To learn more, go to the City of Waukesha's website. And then before I forget with Karen, because she said you can donate through the website, that's waukeshafoodpantry.org, waukeshafoodpantry.org for any who would like to make a monetary donation, and then so many other ways to serve as volunteers too. And I think that human touch is so important for a mission like yours.
Exactly. Like yeah. Well, and I was also going to mention during the pandemic we did our food distribution outdoors for more than a year and a half, and during that time we found a lot of different ways to serve, did some best practice imagining, so to speak. So when we moved back indoors, we added a call in an online ordering system.
Nice. Okay.
And so that expanded our volunteer capacity.
Okay.
So that's something that we may further expand. And that's an opportunity for people to can come in during the mornings.
Nice.
That we didn't have previously. And we also have a food recovery program, and we glean food from a variety of food manufacturers, stores, nice. Purveyors, growers, etc.
So we're going to cut to a break, but we're going to hear the rest of all these opportunities to support the Waukesha County Food Pantry when This Week in Waukesha continues with Karen Treadwell.
If you should ever leave me, the life would still go on.
Continues with Karen Treadwell.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 61. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows dip down to about 39. High temperatures reach up to 72. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine outside. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tuesday, with daytime highs approaching 69. 62 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM,
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM,
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM,
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM,
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM,
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM,
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM,
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha,
broadcasting to the
the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, Johnson from Waukesha, broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM,
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha.
Broadcasting to the world
on the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw.
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK. Johnson from Waukesha.
Broadcasting to the world.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very...
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer.